The National Black Theater Festival is for everyone, and they're saving a seat just for you at this year's International Celebration and Reunion of Spirit in Winston-Salem. The 13th Biennial NBTF opens Monday night, July 29th, and will run through August 3rd with an enormous variety of theatrical performances, including dramas, comedies, musicals, and choreo plays. There'll be more than 140 performances of new works like Adam, the story of Adam Clayton Powell Jr., and black classics like Knock Me a Kiss, backed by popular demand. And they're performed by the finest professional black theater companies from across the country and abroad. This year's North Carolina Black Repertory Company will present their production of Crowns, a moving celebratory gospel play written by Regina Taylor. It's directed by artistic director and internationally recognized Broadway choreographer, dancer Mabel Robinson. She's joined by executive director Geraldine Patton.
Some of the people that are coming this year are people that I think everyone in this community can connect with in some way or another. For all of you television viewers, S. Apatha Merkinson, who is Lieutenant Anita Van Buren on Law and Order, will be here. Old, young, whatever. I think we've all looked at Sesame Street. So Roscoe Orman is going to be here. Debbie Morgan, who appeared in All My Children, as well as Antonio Fargas. Hal Williams, who appeared in Sanford and Son and Amen. We got Kim Coles from Living Single. Vanessa Williams from Soul Food. Barbara Montgomery from Amen. And Petrie Hawkins Bird, who is the bailiff on Judge Judy, will be here. And we cannot forget about Andre DeShields, whom I just love, who has been on Broadway, I guess, as long as there's been a Broadway. But he is absolutely marv-tastic. And he's back for Knock Me a Kiss. The thing that I think people may not really recognize is that this is quality professional theater. You don't have to travel to New York to see a play on Broadway. You can see it right here in Winston-Salem.
We are the representative North Carolina Black Repertory Company, Crowns. That's our production for the festival. And it deals with a young black girl that lives in Brooklyn. And her brother is killed, so her mother sends her to South Carolina to her grandmother's house. And the environment is so different. She was very close to her brother. And the environment in which she was living was just so street-oriented. And she was just getting into the wrong things. So when she goes to her grandmother's house, and the woman that the grandmother has collected as friends, Yolanda calls them spirits, but these are friends of her grandmother, and they turn into different characters that tell different stories that relate to death, love, how the hats tell the story, to explore all these different elements of black history, so that she realizes who she is, where she fits in our community and culture, you know. And I think it's just a whole awareness of growth, too, for her.
National Black Theater Festival Artistic Director Mabel Robinson and Executive Director Geraldine Patton. The 13th Biennial National Black Theater Festival opens Monday night, July 29th, and will run through August 3rd with more than 140 performances by the finest professional black theater companies from across the country and abroad. The North Carolina Black Repertory Company's production of Crowns will open July 30th at 8 o'clock on the main stage of the Arts Council Theater. More than 60,000 people are expected to attend the six-day event. Black theater is for everyone, and they're saving a seat just for you at the National Black Theater Festival in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to the complete performance schedule at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.